Gripe of Cthulhu presents All of Cthulhu Campaign Shadows over Stillwater.
There's instructions in the notes.
On you, sir.
There are. I dumped some stuff in there.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just wondering about rolling luck.
Yeah, well, there we go. Shadows over Stillwater, session 7. Yeah, it's a little bit vague about when this last chapter kind of ends and the next begins. But so we're kind of at a good spot for chapter 2 to start. So I kind of wrote up a little intro, and I have a few little notes for some sand awards and luck rolls and things like that. And Sean, I think you may be the only one who's injured, but I don't know if you got your hit points for resting overnight or not, so I made a note about that as well.
I read your instructions rather than talking to Randall, and
silence is golden.
95, that's excellent. So 2d10 plus something or other.
Are we doing the pulp luck rules?
Yeah, it's whatever it is.
2d10 plus 10 or 1d10 plus 5.
I know this very well, because every time we do this with my players, they always ask, so what is it again? How does this work? Okay, by the time we finish the campaign, some of them will have learned. Oh, I just failed. That's very nice.
Man awards. So these are.
I think I failed my luck as well. Yeah, I easily failed my luck.
27 extra luck points. That is amazing. On top of 70. Yeah. Yes.
Smokes.
It's 2d10 plus 10.
97 luck.
I've got 19 luck points.
If you fail, it's that.
Yeah, that's what I got. I failed.
Whack is minus.
Holy smokes, man. Did anybody actually make their luck?
I did. I rolled
a
7.
To increase their luck? Oh, a 7. Okay.
Well, you always increase, and with pulp, you always increase your luck.
Mm. Oh, that's right. It's just a question of how much you increase by.
So I've got a 45 luck now.
Woohoo!
Do we get to know what the minus 1d3 plus 1 and plus 1d3 is for, or is it all being kept vague?
That was a little vague. I can tell you guys if you like, I guess. I just have to find it in my notes. There was some good, some bad, some, you know, some questionable.
Plus one.
So there was a little trouble with the hand ratty incident.
Oh, yes.
So it was a little bit of minus there.
Does Kitty lose any additional sanity, or is that's already taken into account, I guess?
It was already taken into account, yes. Unless you would like, upon reflection, to take another hit there. That would be fine with the keeper, whatever you like.
Sorry, quick question.
I think she's pretty screwed up by it, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Quick question. Are they all D3s for the sand rolls?
Yeah, and then there's plus one and plus one. That's what the award was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you lost some. Go ahead. Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. So it's minus, because I'm having trouble seeing, I think it's a 3. So it's minus 1d3 plus 1, then plus 1d3, then plus 1 plus 1, then plus 1d3 again.
1d3. Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. Cool. I read that out to you.
No, that's cool. Yeah. That's all good.
Yeah.
But for you, Gary, it's only one of those plus ones.
Yeah.
You have to look at the name.
Dennis and Sam. Yeah.
So there are some things like the hand ready capture / bounty didn't turn out so well for you, but you did try to do some good in the town. Doc Sims made a good show of trying to help Doc Fletcher there for as long as he could. And Lee Chin there, some people were looking out for him. And there's also some unruly barkeeps and people hanging out there in the Undertaker's office that were taken care of by a few of you. So that's how that wound up.
So we get some reward for doing nothing.
With what?
In town, we didn't figure out what happened.
Oh, that town is still there. As far as you know.
we didn't burn it down. Apparently, that's a thing.
Yeah. Actually, it was kind of funny because two sessions ago, I was trying to get a feel for what you guys were doing. And what I understood was next time, there were two people going to look at the fireworks place and everybody else had like things to do and back with the miners or back with town. And then it was almost entirely opposite when it kind of came game day. But yeah, the town is still there. If you guys like, still more stuff to overturn, if you like.
Hey, well, there's still good lots of fireworks there and I'm still around. So town might blow up.
That's true.
So I ended up still with losing 1 point of sand overall.
Yeah.
I lost several.
Oh. Okay, is everyone caught up with the map?
Yes, I think so.
I'll read a little intro for the benefit of the listeners. So as you meander along the main trail, kind of a half trail, half roads, very well developed, that cuts through this part of the mesa, each of you experiences a quiet moment of introspection. Some of you are here to recover, heal, or avenge a loved one. Some of you wish to peacefully settle in Stillwater, but realize that will never be possible as long as these mysterious events continue. Others may be driven by an unquenchable thirst for adventure, the allure of mystery, or the need to return the world to the way it should be. Still others contracted strange symptoms in the lowlands and seek answers or a cure. Whatever your motivations, every woman and man amongst you can sense that by journeying to Knifecut Mesa, you have entered a place more dangerous than even the lowlands have become. Will it even be safe to stay overnight? As your thoughts and attention return to the present, you realize that you have reached a fork in the trail. To the left, a smaller offshoot descends into the place called Deep Canyon, switching back and forth out of sight. Just to the right, the main trail continues past Deep Canyon, and the locals, like Stu, know that a person following this trail will eventually come to a fresh spring. Furthermore, it would be easy to climb the Knifecut Mesa and the flatlands to the east, or to Knifecut Mesa to the west, which eventually rises into the mountains. There you are before you. You were following a trail, a general set of tracks that you had uncovered from the fireworks site that you had uncovered in the lowlands. And if there's any additional recap, I guess now would be a good time to make it. Maybe I should have waited for that.
Seems good, because we all caught up with each other. That was sort of the big thing.
Right, yeah, that was kind of the big thing. Now that everyone is here together.
So I guess it's just a choice, right? Mm-hmm. Are the tracks that we're following gone? I know we spent 3 hours the last session talking about tracks and trails.
Right.
And here we are again talking about trails, but are the tracks that we were following go down on this steep offshoot, the small offshoot that descends, or does it go on the main trail to the spring?
Well, kind of what happened here. Let me dump a map in here for you guys. It might help us get out of fear of the mind a little bit. Just a second. There we go. So you can kind of see to the south of the map where southeast in the corner there where the Jacobs Ranch is. That's where Stu was. Kind of in between that and the main trail that goes up, kind of wriggling between the mesa there is where the fireworks display was, and you kind of follow the tracks over to the main trail there and follow them up through. I was probably unclear a little bit as to how much of a strong trail that is, but yeah, as you got up in there, you were following, as far as you could tell, the tracks that came from the fireworks display area. You guys made some really good track rolls when that happened. And there were also several set of tracks as you went up the main one, kind of going to the right and the left, kind of along as you rose up into the higher part of the mesa.
So are we in the top right corner of this map where that fork is, or are we somewhere else?
So as you look at the map, there's kind of one, it says Two Still Water at the bottom, right? Yep. And it's kind of pointing at that black trail. That dotted line is the trail.
Oh, that's what we're on. Okay, so we're on that trail that has no forks.
Right. You would say...
So I see where it says to spring.
Yeah, where it says Canyon Entrance is about where you are right there.
Okay, so there's a trail that goes down into Deep Canyon. And yep. are there footprints that we've been following that go down that little trail?
Right, yeah. I mean, you guys can make another track roll to see if the one specifically that you're following, you get the sense, go down there, or if they're up above or not.
Okay. I will succeed on that track roll.
Excellent.
Nice. Me too, if you need an extra.
Yeah, so you feel like pretty much the ones that you guys are have been following probably headed down that direction.
All right. Well, that makes the decision easier, I think, right?
If you say so.
Stay up, head to the spring? Oh, wait.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. Turn around and go back to Stillwater.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
So, given whatever my knowledge is of where I think that bastard Cruzado may be hiding, where do I think?
Yes.
Do I have any thoughts that are more specific than just I've got Mesa this huge, huge broad swath of area? I mean, are bandits like this known to hang out in Deep Canyon or up on the Mesa somewhere, or?
Yeah, one thing
camp
that I
by Standing Rock. That's a place.
Mm-hmm. It is a definite landmark within the Mesa. Yeah, it stands about 40 feet up on the interior there. Most of the Mesa is real flat, but this was the problem you were having before these adventurous and people that seem to be able to take care of themselves gang showed up at your doorstep the other night fortuitously, because it's a dangerous place up here. You know that the Cruzado and his braves are known to operate in this area. They also range farther around to the mountains and stuff. There's always tales here and there of a miner who's been scalped. But when you encountered him the other day, he moved off sort of to the east over there after he came down and had a little chat. He left off to the east. So that would be half the Mesa in that large area. Okay. But you don't exactly have a definite spot to him. You had been looking for him a little bit, but no one was willing to go. Yeah.
So what do I know about Deep Canyon? Is there water down there? Is there game? Is it just barren and nothing but scorpions or?
Right. So I mean, generally, not too many people come up to the Mesa. Now they know where it is, but they also know it's, a little dangerous, like I was saying. So Deep Canyon is known to be in there. It is, as much you guys know, it's what gives Knife Cut Mesa its name. That's the knife cut down there in the canyon in the middle of the Mesa. So other than it being kind of a deep spot, no one has any clear, strong knowledge of it. There is water, you know, like where it says to spring eventually, if you were to go across. But not
down in the canyon itself.
Probably not.
Okay.
So Steve, sorry.
Yes.
We see the tracks seem to be leading down into the canyon.
The ones you were following, yeah. Yeah.
Can we see anything down there? I mean, from where we are, do we get a good view into the canyon, or?
Sure. So the trail kind of leads off to the side, and it's a little bit of a switchback type thing, and it kind of disappears around some rocks. The main, let's just call it a road, even though it's not that. The main kind of road that goes through there, the main trail that is well trafficked, will go up kind of along the edge of the canyon for a little bit and kind of parallel afterwards. So, you know, I mean, you could hypothetically try to get a look in before you went down, but as of now, you just kind of see the trail go around some rocks, and it'll take a little while to get down there.
Well, at least have to check it out. I mean, it seems like a good place for bandits and kidnappers to hide, so I'm headed down.
There's probably caves down here as well. This is sort of mining area.
Should we send somebody up top to keep an eye? Because couldn't they have spotters out to keep an eye out for people coming this way?
The only trouble is if we don't enter the canyon here and someone's up, they're not going to be able to come down in a hurry, are they?
They might not find another cutoff, you mean? Another trail.
Does anyone have like a rifle or a...
Doc Sims may not mind waiting up here, hypothetically.
But does he have a rifle?
I don't know. I don't have Max's character sheet.
I have a rifle, but I'm already riding down into the canyon, so.
Ah, well.
You guys do what you want. I'm moving.
So, I'm sorry. I lost that memory here. Oh, you are the rancher. Okay.
Yes.
I wasn't sure who you were and why we knew you and all that, but now I'm with you. Okay.
Yeah, we kind of skipped, like I said.
Right, you were the one that we could barely hold back. We could barely hold you back before, and now we won't be able to at all.
Totally forgot the last session I was there that you died.
I'm happy to head down in. I'm gonna roll geology, I guess, to try to get some sense of whether this seems like a. I mean, it must have caves, but if I get any sense of what the that's a 02 on geology. So yeah, it's sort of what kind of landformer am I expecting down there? What kind of topology or topography or whatever it is that I'm trying to understand.
Right. So, I mean, unfortunately, because that's kind of an awesome role, I mean, you know that it's a box canyon, but it kind of could be anything, right? Like, things like this can close up, and then you can come out the other side, and it opens up, and you rise. Or they could go down, and they could be a dead end. You know,
so I might, for example, be able to tell if this was created by a river or if this is ancient ocean, you know, land bottom, or, and some of those might give me actual answers to those questions as opposed to, you know, I guess that's sort of what I'm, you know, based on how this was formed, I might actually be able to get some information about what it would likely be like.
Okay, sure. Well, given the fact that, you know, there is is declivity too strong a word? That along where the trail runs, and that especially deep part. I mean, far back in the area's history, there probably was a water source here that, you know, carved its way through the mesa over the course of many, many years.
Okay.
And I mean, does that kind of answer what you're saying?
Well... it doesn't help Edwin because I'm not a geologist.
Right, right.
The idea is presumably that might help Katja. understand whether there is likely to be significant cave activity, whether it is likely to have to be sort of a through, some sort of a through passage or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, I mean, if there's the things that would spoil the fun to give away, I guess that's fine. But that's the sort of thing I was thinking about is what, you know, so I heard one of the members of the party said, wow, I bet there's caves down there. And so I was mm-hmm. like, no, I bet I would know if there's caves down there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, not only is Edwin not a geologist, but neither am I. So,
right.
Yeah. So they don't, the background for the canyon doesn't go back to how it was formed. So, I mean, the best I can give you is that from what I know is that these things are all very different depending on what they are. You never really know till you get in there.
Okay.
At least in my experience. So, yeah.
Well, that's because you're not a geologist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But
no, that's fine. So, yeah, I'll head down in. That's what we're doing.
Okay.
I'm on foot.
I'll follow.
Okay.
I'll follow on horseback.
Sounds good. I think everybody, you may be the only one on foot now, Katya, because I think everyone else had rented horses, including the doctor, I think, because he was going to take his wagon.
He had the wagon mm-hmm. For a while, and then we must have left the wagon at Stew's or something. I don't know.
Left it at the livery because.
No, I thought you told him that he could take the wagon as far as Stew's up to the fireworks thing. I thought he was excited about that. But
well,
he can talk now.
Yeah, no.
You see her.
Only if I was going to be able to drive on like a main thoroughfare.
Yeah.
Since we weren't sure, and there was a lot of back and forth and hemming and hawing as to whether
a lot of hemming and hawing.
I could use it or not. Just took a horse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the question was, you didn't really know where you were going, right? You could probably get the first location, but if you wanted to move on from there, what's it like? But yeah, right. Horses. Horses for everyone but Katya, is that right? Or is Katya, with that knowledge, do you decide to hop on a horse too? Would you have decided?
On foot.
On foot. Okay. So, down
Strong walker. Walker.
Strong walker. Down you all go with Stew first. Yeah. Down as I said, it's a little bit steep. You know, not too bad, too much so, but you do have to slow your horses. Katya has no trouble, of course, being on foot. But the turn of the kind of natural trail there does go around some rocks and a few more as you head lower into the canyon. Until finally you come around a corner, and Stu, your horse kind of makes a little whinny there at the beginning and kind of pulls a little to the side because you see before you a bleached human skull with the lower jaw missing, propped up on a stick.
Oh, well, that's different.
That's there's so no. Boring. Are there any like ribbons or fabrics or little tokens, items, anything? It's just a skull on a stick.
Right, skull on a stick sitting there.
Yep. You're in the right place. I just keep going.
Okay. Fine.
Can I?
They can warn me away with their folk Indian backward ways all they want.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of a skull.
What I'm worried about. What I'm worried about is somebody hiking and basically taking us from a distance. Can I scan the ridges that is ground higher than us to look to see if there's anybody up there?
Sure. You can give me a spot hidden.
Yep. Spot hidden. A 21. That will be... Sorry, just get to... hard success.
Okay. You see nothing in particular.
Cool. Okay. Yep.
At this point, the edges of the canyon are still pretty far away, but they, you know, you're definitely going lower. If that helps.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna as we go down, I'm going to try to keep a look at the top.
Okay.
To keep an eye out for anything like glint of steel or anything like that.
You look nervous, Mr. Swindle.
Well, they always say that these sort of places, you know, are very good killing grounds.
Oh, I don't doubt those damn Apache are going to try to ambush us at some point.
I'm not talking about the Apache. I'm just talking about this possibility there might be men up on those ridges with guns waiting to take us out.
I'll avoid the obvious connotation about Apache not being men, but... Riding on.
As you continue on, you come a few hundred yards farther. You come around the next bend, and your horse, who was nervous before, positively rears in the saddle or rears up, and you have to hold him as you see many bones scattered across the trail in front of you from side to side.
Human bones? Are they human bones? Are they horse bones? Are they bird bones? Squirrel?
How about some kind of a roll? They're kind of broken and mixed together.
Natural world?
Natural world would work. Medicine also, first or aid. Science of some sort.
I get a normal except success on natural world.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you can tell that they're not just human bones. It's a mix of many different types. Cattle, horses, mountain lions, yes, including human bones for sure. And some unidentifiable ones.
Have I been in the area long enough? Do I recognize this as an Apache kind of thing to do? Leave bones strewn about to scare off outsiders? Or
I don't... I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, there's all kinds of story about what the Apache will or won't do, and I'm pretty sure that you believe every single one of them, given your circumstances. So
I get a 93 out of 1 on my anthropology. There you are. I will bring the horse under control and keep going.
So you attempt to bring the horse under control when he settles a little bit, or she does, but you will not go farther.
I will get a normal success on my ride roll.
Excellent.
Will she go further now?
You stay in your saddle as she takes a step or two and then turns her head again and prances kind of side to side, nervous once again with her nostrils flaring.
So are these fresh bones? I mean, is there blood and stuff, or are these just bleached out bones?
These are bleached bones, sun bleached.
I'll say that's awful odd for a horse to act up on
bones.
Bones.
Can I try?
Take a spot animals. Hidden if you like to see if there's any that are fairly new or anything.
Yeah. 96.
Before. Nope.
Normal success. No, I'm sorry. Wrong character. It's a failure.
Normal success on spot hidden.
No hard success on spot hidden.
Extreme success on the spot hidden.
All right. So the successes can tell that yes, these are not. You don't see any gristle or meat or otherwise trails of, you know, red blood or anything nearby. These You can't quite tell how long they've been here. Some of them have been here for quite a while, but nothing is particularly fresh.
How far down into the canyon are we?
You're not very far. You're just, I don't know, a few hundred yards or so, you know, maybe
so in the whole
500 or 600 or so.
Okay, and the whole thing is like 10 miles long.
Yeah.
Reading the scale on. Okay, so we've barely even started. Yeah, so I'm going to jump down from the horse, grab the rein. So there's still like a path, right? There's still kind of an obvious trail.
Right, yeah.
And I'm going to start walking the horse forward, and I'm going to kick the bones out of the way, kicking them off the trail. I'm going to slide off my horse and say, Mr. Jacobs, maybe we should scout ahead a little bit. See if there's anything up there that's making the horses nervous right nearby. And if he's going to keep walking his horse, he can walk his horse, but I am going to try to stealth forward with my gun drawn.
As you attempt to pull your horse forward, it is rearing at this point on its hind legs, and you can make a strength roll.
Damn horses cause trouble all the time.
I was not bringing my horse, by the way.
Your horse,
right? That's a hard success.
That is a hard success.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're able to kind of hold on to it and not lose the reins, but. You know, this horse is a lot bigger than you. I'm not sure. Perhaps if you all got together on the same horse, you could move it. It's really digging its heels in.
God damn it. Okay, I'm going to tie her off to a nearby tree and leave her.
Do the same.
Okay. I think hobbling would be the thing to do. There's not really much trees, much vegetation down here, but yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll hobble her and tie her off to a rock or something.
Yeah. Sounds good. And what was your deal, Sean? You were moving past, I think.
I was going to hand the reins over to somebody and sneak on up ahead.
Gotcha. Okay.
I will go with him. Sam is going to go. Mm-hmm.
And I'll tie off my horse and then join him with my rifle out.
Everybody sneaks ahead.
Well, yeah, I was hold on. We don't need a gang of people sneaking ahead.
Okay, I'll wait back.
One or two, maybe, but let's not all sneak ahead. That doesn't work well.
I will be waiting with the horses.
I'll wait with the horses as well for now.
Well, I'm actually relatively stealthy, so if you do want to...
Nope, just two. Nope.
I'm enjoying the idea of this loudly held conversation. Hang on now, hang on.
I'm the quietest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, make me a, what is it? It's not sneak. Stealth. Thank you.
Stealth.
It's a regular success.
Okay.
Check.
This is where Sam
bought this. He's, no. It's a regular success.
Regular success as well. Okay. Yep. You guys both, maybe one on each side of the kind of the trail area, kind of go down, turn the corner.
Looking
ahead,
looking for outcrops and things. Things are hiding behind.
Right. Why don't you guys both make me spot hiddens as well?
Looking for an ambush here, basically.
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be a fail by spot.
Hard success.
Hard success by you. Okay. Timothy, by keeping your eyes peeled like that and kind of sneaking around, kind of one bend and kind of carefully coming around the other, you notice that the trail, you don't notice, but the trail does kind of spread out and kind of stops becoming a trail so much as kind of an open area on the floor. And just about there, you are the first to catch sight of an enormous mound of bones, about 3 feet high and say 15 feet long. It's
that's so the pile big. Not the size of the bones, right?
Yes, not that's not. So you see that bone and you look up and there's the thing whose femur it is. No, yeah, just an enormous pile. In fact, you guys can both give me a sanity roll when you see it.
Pass.
Zero.
I pass.
Okay, yeah. Nothing for pass, one for fail. So the area is open up. You've got this enormous, somewhat disturbing bones, and the canyon is kind of opening before you.
Steve, is there like... is there like a smell in the air, like something that would have pushed the, you know, made the horses behave like that? Like,
right. I'm trying to think, you know, there's not a smell roll. I guess maybe another spot hidden to see if you can.
Okay.
Hard success. Yes.
It's actually this one is an extreme success.
So kind of vaguely, a little bit, if you smell anything, it's you know, it's kind of the dust and, you know, kind of the open air. Maybe there's a little bit of a little stronger smell of like reptiles or snakes or something down this area.
And do I see anything moving around in the shadows? Does it look like this is an ambush location?
Did I lose you?
No,
you're here.
No, we lost you. Where you lost us.
Sorry, yeah. I dropped right there. Okay, so you don't see anything right now. Let's get one more spot hidden.
All right, that's a fail.
Okay.
Hold on. I believe he's right. Just six. I will burn some 6 points of luck to make it a pass.
I think you catch just the edge of motion over by the pile of bones over there.
Over there?
Good thing we had those stealth rolls.
I will point them. No. I'm not joking.
No. I think it's better this way. I like Stu sort of going, look! Or Sam.
You can stand up and point?
So, I don't think you all can see us. I'm going to sort of move over to, I'm going to sort of point to one side of the pile, and I'll go to the other side of the pile, gun drawn.
Don't worry. We'll hear the gunshots, then we can go.
Yeah, back. That's what I'm thinking. We're not that far down.
Yeah, and I'm not really waiting.
That's our cue to run
behind him pretty quick.
Well, and in fact, you probably could do a listen roll to see if you heard Sam yell over there.
Yeah,
I said I didn't yell. I just we were next.
There's only so much retconning this scenario can handle.
Yeah, you're not even really that far away if Stu is doing as he seems to be doing and not really minding that you guys are sneaking and just kind of charging ahead. In fact, he kind of comes up on you guys as you're kind of doing the flanking sure. The bones. So, yeah, Stu, you can give me a sand roll too as you arrive.
Shall we all do sand rolls given we're inevitably going to?
Yeah, I can indeed.
Exactly.
Yes.
You guys can do that ahead of time. It's one for a fail, nothing for the pass.
91, which is a fail.
Damn, never seen Apache do that before.
So, the two of you, Sam and Timothy, were going to, like, what, walk to the
edge? I can't say if Sam was doing it, but I'm certainly moving on one side of the pile.
Okay.
Try to flank this, whatever this movement was.
Sure. So, are you on the other side, Sam?
Well, yeah. Yeah, if we were kind of together when we saw it and I pointed to the place, I'll say, you know, one to each side, see if we can come around it.
So you both kind of carefully move around the side of the bones to the opposite side, and you see each other. And then you catch sight of motion kind of within that. Yeah. Within the pile of bones is where you catch the motion. There you go.
How big is this pile of bones?
I'd say about 3 feet tall and maybe 15 feet or so long.
Yeah.
It's a lot of bones.
And it's various human and animal bones again, still?
Yeah, very similar.
Okay. I'm going to start kicking some of them aside, just to see if there's anything underneath there.
Sure. As you start kicking, about 3 snakes shoot out.
Yes!
from you, and they're kind of all at your feet and moving around as the bones are disturbed at their home.
I'm going to pull out my revolver and shoot them.
Okay. Let's get a roll.
I miss.
Okay.
If they're at my feet, do I get a bonus die for point blank range?
Sure. I will give you one of those.
Oh, well, there you go. That turned it into a normal success.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, so you blast one out of the way, and the other two are kind of coming around. They kind of don't have as much interest in you as you might think, and they hurry back under the bones.
What kind of snake was it? Is it that's lying dead at my feet?
It is a brown snake. it wasn't a rattler.
Okay.
My knowledge of desert snakes, I'm afraid, fails me right here.
No worries.
Yep. A non-poisonous desert snake.
Fair enough. Okay. Is this pile of bones like in the trail, or the trail just goes past it, or?
So at this point, the trail kind of opens up a little bit, and it's still it's wider now, so it's not so much kind of a. One of the things I really don't like about these maps is the scales don't really match up to what they have in the books, and I don't really think they match up to what they want to show either. But it opens up a bit, and the canyon is wider. It's still not like a straight shot where you can see, you know, miles down behind it, but it's much wider than, I guess, what we would call a trail now. Does that make sense?
Yep. Are there still tracks?
You can give me a track roll. Or how about a spot hidden instead, because you follow the tracks within, for sure.
Yeah, that's a normal success.
Okay. There are indeed some tracks down here, and they're kind of moving all around.
Footprints? Footprints?
Yep. With like little bare feet.
Okay. Yeah, I keep going then. Just goddamn snakes.
Okay. Has everyone left their horses and is coming along at this point, or is
Yes.
Yes.
I have anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That
sounds sure. Fine. Why not?
Okay. So you kind of go along a little bit, and you feel a tremor, and the ground is shaking, kind of a little bit like thunder, like you had have heard before a few other days, but this one's a little bit smaller than what some of the other ones, and a few rocks fall down off the edges of the top of the mesa, kind of slide a little bit, but it's not enough to make you lose your feet.
That doesn't seem good. So this feels like a little earthquake like we've been feeling.
Right, exactly.
I would not be unhappy if the damn earthquakes would stop.
Yeah, although every once in a while you get something good that shows up after the earth cracks open.
Yeah. So as you continue on...
I don't want to be in here.
Right, right. But you continue on, correct?
You can stay with the horses, Miss Volkov.
I don't like horses.
So you continue on down through there, kind of keeping an eye. Again, there's these sort of little niches on the side that are kind of like little, not quite like doorways, but almost like stalactites that you can kind of go through that kind of filter back to the middle here and there. And again, there'll be spots that are stretched out when you go on for a few miles doing this. Can you guys make me another spot hidden?
Okay, spot hidden.
Mm-hmm. Or regular.
Okay.
Success. Oh, no, sorry. That's a failure, actually. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. Failure for me.
So, at one point, maybe 5-8 miles within this thing, you catch sight of something shiny off to the side.
How big a shiny?
Like the glint of sunlight off a rifle?
Exactly, yeah. Kind of shiny we've been looking for, or the shiny like, gold or... We lose Steve again.
I think we did.
He's sneaky that way.
He is.
Mm. Maybe we should finish it.
There it is.
I'm sorry, guys. Bad connections this morning. So did you hear me? What I said you saw?
I did not hear your answer.
You said it was shiny. We were wondering whether it was the shiny of gold in the rocks, or the glint of sunlight off a rifle, or.
It doesn't really look like gold in the rocks. It's over up against one side of the canyon. It's quite a ways away, but you could make your, it's in kind of one of the open areas. You could go over there. There's some dark shapes kind of around it. Or you could continue on.
Is it something that seems active, like a signal mirror? Is it moving shiny, or is it just a glint? Because if I move my head back and forth, is that what makes it shine and not shine, or does it seem like it's moving?
Right, and since you're a miner, you have a lot of experience with this type of stuff. Yeah, you can totally see that it is glinting, as if something has caught the sun, and the reason that it is. Seem to sparkle is because you kind of move, but it's
okay. Yeah. So there's something there that's not, but not a person probably. So I will. Yeah. I think it's just something shiny. So I'd happily, and it's up off the trail a little ways. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, this is one of the spots. The trail kind of opens and closes, and like I said, it's kind of got these side tunnels that kind of almost tunnels that kind of, open up and kind of come back to the main spot. This is one of the spots where the canyon kind of opens up a little bit wider. So, yeah, it's more than a mile away, according to this map.
What about the footprints we're following?
At this point, you see...
Are they still there? Or are they?
Yeah, you're not entirely sure at this point which ones you were following, because they're kind of mixed together, and there's some more of the little barefoot prints.
Well, shiny usually means metal. Metal usually means people. So I'm headed off in that direction.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, and if it looks like there's a director path than the path, I would happily strike out cross country, because I'm used to that.
Yeah, there's not really a path anymore. It kind of came in there, and once you got down here, it's just kind of, like I said, open or closed or a little tighter areas here and there, but there's no real path. So yeah, at this point,
I guess what I mean is, if the canyon proper doesn't necessarily, is it on the side of the canyon? It's up on the side of the canyon somewhere, I guess is my question.
It's over next to the canyon wall. It doesn't look like it's on the canyon.
So it's not up high.
Right, right.
Okay, all right. So I'll just keep going along the canyon then. Yeah, okay.
Okay, as you guys get closer.
And I'll go.
Okay.
I'll follow as well.
Anyone not going? Anyone continue on? Maybe that's the easy way to say it.
Yeah, I'll go.
So continue on.
I don't understand how continuing on and going to this thing is different.
Right. Well, it's kind of off to the side, and you can kind of, instead of going...
towards the shiny on the canyon wall, or
right.
Forward down the length of the canyon.
So if, for instance, where it says deep canyon on your map near the ON, it were over kind of inside of that, on the western side of that O or something. So you kind of come to an open spot, and you can continue kind of farther in, or you can kind of take a little
sidetrack to go in there.
Sidetrack it is.
I don't think we should split up, so.
Is Randall going on? That's what I thought I heard. I don't know if I'm right or wrong.
I don't know if he understood what you were saying.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. It was a little confusing.
Why not split up? Cover more ground that way.
Yeah. I'll just ask again. Is anyone not going to the shiny things?
I am following Stu because I feel obligated to follow the guy who doesn't know as much in my brain. So.
So I'm going to the shiny things. That's what I meant.
Okay, everybody going to the shiny things. Okay. So like I said, it's probably more than a mile away. But as you get closer and closer, you realize that it's the kind of remains of an old wagon. You know, there's a wagon wheel stuck up there. And, you know, kind of the wooden kind of buckboard or whatever, kind of halfway in there.
The hell of guys, a place to leave a wagon.
Yeah, you guys can make another spot hidden for me as you walk, get closer.
Normal success.
Okay. So as you get closer, you can see. Okay. Katya, as you get closer, you see kind of what you were, kind of what you had thought you were seeing, which was probably looking for more ore in the wall, but the sparkly things are actually some gems and kind of scattered on the ground. And as you get a little closer, you can tell that those gems are similar to some of the stuff that they sold back in Stillwater, that they were decorating a lot of the houses out front and inside the offices and things like that.
They're presumably not very valuable.
Well, you'd have to get close. I don't know that you really inspected them. I don't recall.
Well, one wouldn't leave diamonds decorating the outside of a shop in the street, presumably. But
presumably, yeah. And also,
I would have noticed if there were expensive gems on the sides of the street, I think.
Right,
that's
yeah.
That's the sort of
yeah.
thing I would have noticed, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would say that also before I get too far away, so you see some the remains of some bodies as well there. And the I will say, you know, they're nothing that you recognize as being particularly expensive. You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that might, come out of the ground that doesn't. All that glitters is not gold, that kind of stuff like that, that it could have been. So you just didn't pay very much attention to it.
So what are these?
You may look closer now if you like to see if they are. I'm sorry, what's the question?
Are they more like just like colored glass or what? Is it quartz or something? What?
You'll have to get there a little closer if you want to take a look at it. They remind you of the things that back in the town, I mentioned that it was kind of a brightly colored place and they had little wind chimes and weather vanes and inside they had decorations and stuff like that kind of throughout the town, a lot of different places. So you recognize you recognize these as being similar to that.
Yeah, as a character who's got a prize, I'm heading towards them to have a look.
I'd like to be looking around for anything on the sides of where this is. Just, again, I'm fearful this is... And I'm in a dead cannon, I'm thinking ambush.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm just on passive alert that way.
I'm going to check out the bodies. Are they new, old, whatever?
Okay, let's go with Sean first. You said the sides. Do you mean the sides above the canyon or the sides of the wagon? Or what particularly are you looking at?
Sides of the canyon. I'm looking around to see if there's any place where somebody could rush out from behind a rock or there's a cave or something where someone is put this wagon here as sort of bait.
Okay. Sure. So, why don't you give me a quick spot hidden?
A That would be a quick regular success.
Quick regular success. So as you're kind of looking sort of side to side and kind of in the walls to see if there's a cave or anything, you sort of catch at the last minute a rock that falls down and smashes very close to you, very close to those bodies. So, and upon that happening, as Mr. Jacobs was approaching the bodies, one of them looks up at you. And,
Of course.
Yeah. This body is in, well, you haven't even seen these types of things before, Mr. Jacobs, out at your ranch. But these bodies, for everyone else's benefit, is in much worse shape than the ones, the Probishes, or the two drinkers in town. So how about if we get a sand rolls for all who see them, which would be everybody.
Sand rolls.
Ooh, finally I start rolling well. 0-5.
There you go. Okay.
16 success.
Normal success on the sand.
Okay. Yep.
Normal success for me.
Nothing in 1d6 for seeing these skeletal creatures rise up. And there was one that was kind of to the side that nearly got hit by the rock that kind of turned its head and sort of saw you and started rising. And there were three more total. Kind of all rising. So shall we go Dex order, let's say?
Yep.
I don't think anyone's surprised. Let's see. Top of the horn is Sam. What would you like to do, Sam?
Should be the first one.
So they're right here up close, right?
So, yes.
Yeah.
Some of you are closer than others. Like, you'll be. You and Dennis, particularly, were getting close. And also Kitty also was coming close to take a look at the jewels or the bodies and all that. So you guys will be closer than, say, the others.
Yeah. So the revolver is, of course, holstered, but the rifle is in my hand. So the rifle is coming up and taking a shot.
Okay, but we're going to have to wait on you, Stu. It's Sam first.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Believe me, as a Steve, I understand the difficulty between different.
I can't tell the difference names. In all these S names, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Sam, what you got?
Six damage. On my shot, 6 points of damage.
And what are you shooting with?
Handgun.
A handgun? Okay. Mm-hmm. What kind of success did you get?
Oh, okay. That was normal success.
A normal success. Okay. It sort of pings into it. And it doesn't seem to have hurt it nearly as much as you thought it would. And it... moves on. Kitty, you're up.
This is definitely a dead body, right?
Yes, you have seen them walking around now, and these are much worse. They're the skin, what skin there is barely hanging on, and they're kind of a mass of rotted clothes and bone as much as anything. There are eyes hanging out, things like that.
Lovely. Okay, right. Well, then I...
Little doubt.
Okay, that is fine. Then I will shoot one of them with a handgun. Attempt to anyway. Hard success.
Okay.
And the damage for that is 8 points.
Okay. You as well take a nice chunk out of it, but it continues coming forward as if it's not that bothered.
Did this happen in town with the things there? Did they seem to?
It was a different experience in town. Those were Those bodies were very fresh. Yeah, right, exactly. Right. And had much more, lack of a better term, meat on them. They were still recognizable as the people that you knew, or, you know, as people. So, yeah, they're a little different, and they're behaving differently.
Bullets don't seem to hurt them as much. If that will be of any assistance to anyone.
Sorry, I need to be reading these off.
Switch to blunt weapons. Blunt weapons damage.
Guinness is next.
Sorry, me? That's me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, I've still got the rifle in my hand, so can I slam it with the butt of my rifle?
You can certainly try to.
Cool. So, a 05, what skill would that be?
That's Fighting Brawl.
Fighting Brawl? Yes.
Fighting Brawl, yep. Okay, that...
Base is 25, so that's going to be extreme.
Yep, extreme success.
Okay. Ooh. He tries to bite you unsuccessfully in return. How much damage do you do?
1d3 plus. So
it's just max damage, isn't it? Because you've...
I've got an extreme success.
Yeah.
3 points of damage. I don't have a damage bonus, so...
Okay. He certainly felt that. You sort of crush into his shoulder, but it doesn't seem to bother him too much. Timothy, you're up, sir.
I guess I will take another shot at whichever one doesn't seem to be in melee combat.
Okay, one of the earlier ones. Gotcha.
Yep, that is a hard success.
Okay.
And for...
This is a handgun, correct?
Yep, for 11 points of damage.
For 11 points of damage, okay. His head explodes at this point. You catch him right on the right on the side of his skull. And
who is nearby when that happens? Yes.
Bullets do work. Ignore what I said.
So that one wasn't in hand-to-hand, so let's see. The people that I mentioned are closer than anyone else, I guess. So that would be Dennis, Kitty, and Stu. But there's not really anyone right next to him. That's why you were able to get an easy shot. Does that answer your question? You just want to know whose brain, who you splatter with?
Oh, no. I was just making a joke. Don't.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Okay, Katya, you're up. As these things crawl and moan.
And Katya's on mute.
Nope.
Looks like Katya dropped off.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, Edwin shows Edwin not in the call.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm sure he would have rushed forward.
Right. Well, as it so happens, one of the skeletal dead has a very similar dexterity, so we'll just have him do first and hope Katya comes back. This one is going to... go for first of all. Reach out for Dennis, who is nearby.
Okay, I'm fighting back with Fight Brawl.
Okay. Let's see what we got here.
A 0-3.
I got a 0-4. So yes, you have successfully fought back against that thing.
Well, but it's a tie.
Oh, no, it's fight back in extreme. That's right. I'm sorry. So it is going to claw at you. Thank you for that. Before I did it.
Remember that.
Yes. Let me get this guy out. And he slashes at you for 2 points of damage.
2 points of damage. Okay.
Okay. And has Katya returned yet? Let's see.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Don't think.
We'll move on to Stu then. We'll let her jump in when she comes back.
So having heard Miss Jenkins' advice and being up close to these things anyway, I will be swinging the rifle like a club.
Okay.
Let's take its head off.
Okay.
And but I lose my grip and my trusty Henry rifle goes flying off into the bushes. God damn it.
You lose more rifles that way. It's okay. The thing makes a lunge at you and also misses. So we'll go to one of these guys who's still on his feet. Who also takes a shot at Stu there, but misses horribly. He trips over his own feet. Stumbles a little bit more. That one's dead. This other one. There's a nine. We'll be going for Kitty. Trying to take a bite of me. Will you dodge? Or
I will dodge, back? I think.
Okay.
That is a successful dodge.
Okay. You have successfully dodged. It was good. It was a normal success. So the hand reaches out and slashes where you just were.
Oof.
Yep. And we'll go to Doc Sims now.
Okay. I will follow suit, and I think I'll stick next to Stu, and I'll pull out my shotgun and try and smash this thing like he did.
Okay.
Nope. Fail. Not a gun loss fail, but
as it as you swing at it, he kind of takes a slash at you and his hand goes flying off. And yep. And we're back to the top of the order. And Sam.
So how many are there left?
Two? There are three remaining.
Three remaining?
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Okay. So I will pull out my fighting axe and I will try to smash the head of one of them.
Okay. Give it a go.
Okay. So let me roll. First. Ooh, that's a failure.
Okay. And also he ineffectually flails at you. Okay. Kitty, you're up.
Is there anything that I can see sort of like I could use as an improvised club, some kind of what is there around?
Well, you've got a broken wagon right in front of you.
Yeah, so I'm thinking it look like I could just like pick a piece of that up and.
Yeah, there's bound to be something there that's not too rotten. I'll say you can grab a club.
Excellent. Then I would like to club the nearest one to me.
Okay.
Ooh, that's rather nice. It's not quite a hard success, but could spend luck if it needed to be.
You tell me.
Do I hit?
You tell me. Would you like to spend the luck?
Not if I hit.
I don't think I tell you before whether or not to spend your luck. I believe that's your choice, sir.
That's up to you. You're the keeper. You tell me if I hit.
I'm going to say you have not spent your luck, but that's all right because he misses effectually or ineffectually as well. So you flop with him. Yes.
Is this a D6 for small club?
Is it a D4 or D6? Have you guys, someone help me out?
D6.
Thank you. D6. Okay.
And I have a D4 damage bonus. So,
man, kitty is.
Put my hips into this and smash him over the head for 7 points of damage.
7 points of damage. You knock his head sideways. It appears as if his neck is broken, but he continues to wail.
That's grim.
Yes, yes. Dennis, you're up, my friend.
Yeah, I've still got my rifle in my hand. Can I basically shove the gun straight up against his jaw and pull the trigger?
Tell you what, make me a fighting brawl to get in that position, and I'll let you have automatic max damage.
Okay, fighting brawl. And I got a 0-6.
Well, that will certainly be anything he got. You do so, and bam.
Max damage is 14 points.
Excellent. He'll be looking for a new head next time. Well done. And Timothy, you're up, sir.
I will take another shot.
Okay.
That is not a success.
Okay. And you're shooting with your gun, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Katya, has she arrived yet? Nope. Okay. Stu, you get to go. The other one before you is dead. Twice. So you have two before you that you may take a shot at that are, since you were right up next to the wagon, you're pretty close to either of them.
Yeah, but having thrown my rifle away, I'm just going to punch.
There you go. That works.
I'm not going to waste time trying to draw my revolver. I think that's a normal success.
Okay, he does fails to fight back. You may roll damage.
That will be 1 plus 1 is 2.
2 points. Okay, now he gets a chance to claw at you, and
I will fight back with an extreme success.
Uh-huh. You have once again slugged him, if that was your intent. Roll more damage for me.
2 plus 2 is 4.
I believe that's what's known as a combination. Well done, sir. And we have one more here. I believe Doc Sims stepped right up next to you. So he'll take a shot at Doc Sims there.
And I'm going to try fighting back.
Okay.
With a hard success.
You may roll damage.
Nice. 6 damage.
Nice. So his knees buckle as you smash into him. I believe we're at the top of the order there.
Nope.
Sam.
And then it should be my turn.
Oh, yes, you're right. I'm sorry. You were just returning or, fighting back. I apologize.
Yeah. And then I'll do the same thing again.
Okay.
Smash it. Burn 2 points of luck for a hard success.
Okay. You've done it.
4 damage.
Okay. You catch him right in the rib cage. He kind of collapses and breaks in half and is no more. Sam, you're up. There's one moaning and screaming thing before you. Well, in the general area. Sam, Randall?
OK.
Okay. Yeah. There's one more, you said? I'm sorry.
Yes. One more left.
Okay. So, yep. I will try again with my axe. And another failure. Oh.
Okay. He also swipes ineffectually at you. This is the worst I think I've rolled in a long time. You guys have been a minute. Kitty, you're up.
Okay, I will swing once again if I'm in range of the remaining one.
With that pace, yep.
Oh, okay. That's almost certainly extreme. Yep, 0-4.
Even when things work out for me, I had an extreme success as well. It's never enough for you guys. Yeah.
So I guess that is max damage.
I believe that's what we're doing, yeah.
6 plus 4, 10. 10.
Also, this one collapses. You catch him right in the neck. He's decapitated and crumbles and falls to pieces.
Oh, I should actually tick Fighting Brawl. That would be sensible.
That'd be good. So you stand around, sort of huffing and puffing at these... Or maybe not so much huffing and puffing. It didn't take too long. But
I'm going to go retrieve my rifle.
Yeah. Probably a good smart thing to do.
What is it with the dead?
So as you guys...
The hell was around, that? Who are these people?
Yes.
Perfect. What? Why can't they stay dead?
Words. What this... in the hell?
This happened back in Stillwater. It's one of the reasons we are
up there.
Wait, yes.
Left town? I can...
Pretty much.
I can see why one would leave town.
These seem to be older. How long have they been out here? How long does it look like the cart has been? Does it seem like this wreckage happened recently, or, I mean,
yeah,
can I tell just from the decay of the bodies?
Right, yeah. So
yeah, I can make a medical medicine check on the bodies. See the state of decay. Or biology, or, well, it doesn't matter. I rolled a 96.
Okay. It's not too hard to tell. Yeah, you can't really date them. But yeah, you can tell by looking at it that the wagon has been out here for a while. It's not recent. And, you know, the bodies, in fact, some of them were kind of half buried and they pulled themselves up sort of out of the way. And you can see marks where they were kind of shambling around before this and kind of, I guess, settled in, perhaps.
Can I have a look at these gems or crystals, you know, the things that were shining that attracted our attention over here in the first place?
Sure. You sure yeah. can.
I do have a prize, so I want to have a good look at them.
Can I look for any ID documentation on these? Any letters? Any just good old rifling through the corpse's belongings.
Sure, absolutely. Let me take care of Dennis and then I'll come back to you. Okay, Kitty?
Sure.
So, so it's not really like, did you make me a roll with your appraise?
Not yet.
Let's get that.
Okay. That is a 30, which is a success.
Okay. So it's not really like anything you've seen before. I mean, like Katya was saying before she disappeared, it's not like a precious stone or a vein of ore or anything like that. What you got is some kind of small milky white little globe things and some kind of crystal looking things, and some are kind of diamond shaped. Some are, I mean, they look like they've been worked, right? They're not, some of yep. them are raw, but most of them look like they have been worked one way or another. But they don't seem to be particularly valuable to you. It's not like I said, it's nothing that you mentioned before. Might be of interest if you want to, you know, because you haven't seen them before, they might be of interest to hold on to, but it's certainly nothing you would put a price on now.
Yeah, I will basically pop a few in my pouch.
Okay.
In a pouch. And saying, yeah, interesting, but they're not worth a lot, those gems. But they're unusual.
Okay. Yeah, now kidding. So, you know, whatever was in the wagon, it wasn't covered. So there's, you know, with the rains and stuff that have come, it's not really, nothing's really in all that good a shape there. So, you know, you find a little book with some photographs that are kind of worn and a few missing and a few letters back and forth. Looks like maybe this was a family of, looks like they were, there's a little account and log. Maybe there were some traders, you know, a while back.
Mm. Okay.
Probably within the past year or so, but, you know, nothing any recent.
Well, there's no Apache here now, and I don't see Mandy around, so I'm leaving and headed further up the canyon.
Okay. Everyone else following?
Yes, sorry, Steve, just one thing. When I was before this all, they came back. You had said, I did a spot hidden and there was some rocks fell down from above. That wasn't related to these dead, right? Is there something else now that we have a moment to think? Can I look around to see? Is that just an after effect of the earthquake?
Sure. Let me get another spot hidden.
Regular success.
Okay, yeah, as you look up there, you know, you don't really see a spot where the rock might have fallen from, or, you know, there's no big obvious spot. There's, you know, nothing up above the edge or no cave that you can kind of make out, but there is, you know, some loose stone. You did see some rocks falling before. Maybe this is more of a like intelligence roll to decide if it was because that's what you're trying to figure out, right? Was it
right? I'm trying natural to figure thing out or, yeah. Right. Is this an after effect, an aftershock? And I rolled a hard idea roll.
Okay. Yeah. This you don't really think. You think it would really be a stretch for something like that when you look at the size of the rock to have fallen down at this point, like you said, as an aftershock.
I will alert the rest of the group to keep their eyes above us. There might be someone dropping stuff on us. And then I will follow Stu, because...
So, Steve, there was the set of bodies of zombies. There's some way for us to identify their original cause of death.
Their original cause of death? Yeah, no, it's they're a little too far. Like I said, it's been a year or more or so, and they're in some, you know, some bad shape with the elements and stuff sitting out like that.
Okay, I'm fine.
I'll follow Stu as well, by keeping an eye up for any rocks that are about to fall.
Same here, especially not rocks but people. Or creatures.
Okay. So you guys sally onward, push onward. Few more miles. The canyon goes seemingly on and on, but you do see the edges of it towards the back. You can start seeing the back wall after a little while, and eventually the canyon walls come together over top and kind of forms a large cave in there. It's kind of pretty dark in here. And as you go on in, you catch the smell of that you had caught earlier in the bones. Of sort of reptiles or snakes, which is definitely stronger here. You guys can all give me one more spot hidden here.
And... nope. I botch.
No. Botch? Okay. Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. 100.
197. we bump into each other, I think.
Why did you roll that way in combat? Yeah.
Anybody make because it? We've got 100. Yeah. I've got 97.
Nice. So nobody, right? Okay.
Oh, spectacular.
Yeah.
Wait, Max, did you roll?
I did, and I failed as well.
Okay, good.
All right.
Yeah. We all failed.
All together. Okay. So, yeah, as you come in there, you know, it's pretty dark and kind of narrows to kind of a cave at one point from kind of being a large first open area, and then it closes in. And in the end, you're kind of going into a smaller cave. You know, it's very hard to see in here, obviously. And eventually you get near the back. Does anybody have any light or anything? That right there is probably why you guys had trouble seeing anything. I imagine that was mainly all left by the horses, right?
Probably.
So, yeah. So you can see just barely by the dim light, you can see sort of in this cave area. That, like I said, kind of gets narrower and a little bit wider. It's a, you know, it's kind of a cave itself, but there are these holes that seem to be kind of carved in from place to place.
So, is there any sign of habitation, like charcoal or the smell of burning wood or discarded tins or anything like that?
Right. No. Okay. No fires or anything like that, I think is what you were asking about. Or, yeah, discarded tins, cans of beans or any of that. You don't see anything here.
God damn it, this was a waste of time. I'm headed back for the horses.
Can I construct some kind of torch from the cart? Yeah, maybe a rag around a stick kind of thing?
Yeah, you can. I mean, it'll take a little while. You have to march all the way back out down to where the cart was and come back. Remember, this thing is miles long. So that was quite a ways back. But you can certainly do it if you want to. And anyone who wants to stay with you. But Stu, not stopping, I guess, is probably going to be definitely back at the front of the canyon long before you finish up here. But yeah, you can go make one if you like. I'm just letting you know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm gonna head with him in terms of making a torch.
You're gonna stay with Kitty?
Kitty, yep.
Okay.
So her, sorry. Her.
But we haven't there's more of this cave to explore, right?
Stu's just it goes a little farther on back. Yes. Yeah.
Stu's just having a hissy fit and storming off, but
yeah. So
yeah, I will spend some more time.
I'm looking for Apache. I'm not looking for reptilians or zombies or fireworks. I'm looking for Apaches and my daughter. And so if there's no sign of habitation in this cave, then I don't care what else is in here. This is why I'm leaving.
That's perfectly reasonable.
So Stu heads on out. Is there anyone going with Stu, or is there anyone else staying with the torch? Let's just hear what everyone's doing. How about that? We have Stu going out. Yeah. With same as what?
Same the cave.
The doc.
Okay.
The doc is staying with the highest concentration of people.
Sounds like that's back of the cave. And Timothy.
I have said I was going to keep an eye on Stu, so I'm going to follow Stu, I guess.
Okay, Timothy and Stu, head on back out. So,
I appreciate the assistance, Mr. Simpson. Thank you. Of course. I know it's like blues and butter.
It's actually a, wow. Part of your character creation I didn't know about, but yeah. But It's actually a good pairing because Timothy is the one who can speak Apache as well. But neither here nor there. We'll stick with
Which will be useless once Shards start shooting them. But, you know. I'll be able to say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry.
So we'll go back to the cave first. Back to the cave, you are able to, after a little while, make some form of torch and go back into the caves, return in there. And sort of as you come in, you realize one of the things you weren't able to see about near the entrance, about, let's see what it says here, the description, about 3 feet up or so, there are some crude cave drawings and patterns there in dark brown pigment. There's spiral designs, squiggly lines, eyes, sunbursts, stars, animals that you recognize, and so all human stick figures. Some of them have tails, and some eagles and some things like that. None of the paintings are more than 3 feet high off the ground, but they're pretty extensive there near the beginning. Do either of you or anyone there have anthropology?
I think we've already established someone has a 1%. I'm sure we all have 1%, actually.
Yeah. Katya is possible. No, it's anthropology. Oh, yeah. So yeah. She might be able to tell you something if she were around. But yeah.
Not quite willing to spend 48 points of luck, so no, I fail.
Well, let's just see if we can get can a one.
I rolled a 5. Nope. So if I can spend 4 luck, then I will have it.
I will let you do it. Yes.
Cool.
You may spend 4 luck.
Yep.
I'd rather you push it, actually, instead of... No, I'm just kidding. Yes. Well, we'll spend the 4 luck. And through, you know, who knows, Dennis, you...
Did he just drop out again?
I don't think so. Did I drop out? Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, great.
Can
you hear us, Gary?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Possibly in one of those, as a youth, in one of the libraries, you learned your gambling from, you know, how to push cards or cheat this way or that. You came up against some anthropology books that you thought were interesting, but in all those books, you didn't see anything like what was on the cave. It's nothing you took a look at. It's something completely different. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So does it look like some of these figures are clearly meant to be human, but you yes. said they had tails?
It looks like it might be something like that, yeah. I mean, there's, like I said, there's things that you recognize and things you don't, right? There's these spirals and strange shapes. There's things like motifs like eyes and, you know, not like a thunderbird, if you're familiar with that was, but, you know, things that look like that and strange shapes. And some things look like people, and some things, you're right, look like people with tails. Could be.
I just want to see if I can just basically make a copy of these pictograms onto a piece of paper.
I think we talked about you having one of those in your pouch or something before. Is that right, or am I wrong? I know Oliver would have. Poor Oliver. Do you have something, though, like that?
Dennis would have some paper and at least a pencil.
No, it's okay. I think we said that before about Dennis for some reason or another. So, yeah, go ahead. You can make some sketches of them. You have is it art drawing or something close like that to see how good they are, maybe?
I can make a roll on my art. 88. So they're not really great.
Okay. But you think you got the idea down.
Yeah.
You know, your friend sitting around like, yeah, sure. That's just like that. So
I look over his shoulder and go like, they don't look anything like.
So So now we've seen this on the ceiling, but is there more in the cave? Is there, can we go deeper into it?
You certainly may. So I mentioned the smell of snakes and reptiles was stronger here, and as you go farther back, it's even more so. You saw some holes in the ground before, and as you go farther on in, there's even more of these. So they're kind of scattered around until they get fairly, well, not dense is the right word, but fairly populous, you know. Less so near the entrance and more as you get farther back.
So we're seeing lots of snakes.
Well, you're seeing holes.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, holes in the ground. Yeah. So they're about 12 to 8 inches tall, most of them are. What are you guys' sizes? Some of them were a little bit bigger, some a little bit smaller.
Kitty is size 60.
Yeah.
I'm size 60 as well.
Doc Sims is size 65.
Yeah. I think we're way down, Sam.
Sorry, I was muted.
It's all right. How large are you? What's your size, Randall?
70.
70, okay. So, yeah, it's some of them get fairly large, but, you know, maybe a small person or a child or something might be able to fit in one to give you an idea about how big they are, but, you know, certainly not a, you know, none of you are a sort of normal-sized grown-up adult. Some are much smaller. Go ahead.
I'll just say we should go back.
I don't think there's much more here.
Yeah, we should go back. Probably the snakes is what killed those, those zombies a year ago.
I didn't call them zombies. Snakes wouldn't. No, really? Sorry, Steve. Are you saying that if we wanted to go any further, we would have to crawl into some of these holes?
You wouldn't be able to. That's the reason I was asking about your size. A small child or a small person might be able to fit in one of the larger ones, but it would be a tight squeeze even for them. And you're all too larger. But yeah, the cave eventually kind of ends, or kind of, you know, the passageways kind of all come back together. Sort of, and you're left with nowhere else to go.
Then if we've actually explored everywhere, then that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, heading back.
Okay. So you guys head back. Meanwhile, a bit earlier, farther along the trail, at a point that it narrows, as Stu and Timothy are going down, you may both make spot hidden rolls for me.
So, did somebody go back to the cart? Because wouldn't we have walked with them back to the cart anyway?
Well, they went back to the cart and they got the materials they needed for the torch. Then they went back to the.
Got it.
Yeah, and like I said, this thing is miles long.
Got it. All right. Spot hidden. Do you get a nickel every time we roll this?
I will spend the 7 points of luck to make that a normal success.
There have been a lot of spot hiddens out there. Normal success? Okay.
Yep. I will not pass.
Okay. So, you don't need to, Max. You're back in the cave or nearby. Okay. So, sorry, I forgot your name. Timothy, you were unaware of what's happening as three rocks come flying down and sort of smash on the ground near you. Whereas Stu, you're able to kind of look up and kind of see these sort of vague shapes kind of tossing them down in your direction.
I will level the rifle in their direction. What do I think I have for range here? Could I take them?
You can probably, I would think they're on the top of the ledge. It gets about 50 feet or so. You can certainly make that shot.
Oh, that's not far at all then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not at all.
Yes, then I will take a shot with my trusty Henry rifle.
Okay. Let's see what you get.
I will spend the 10 points of luck to make that a success.
Okay. So,
And 9 points of damage, if you're curious.
9 points of damage, sure. Okay, so another one sticks its head out after they after the first three kind of go over there. Another one sticks its head out, and just as he's about to throw his rock, he gets his little shape. Looks like small child, possibly something even smaller. Gets kind of blown to smithereens before you can really get a good look at it. And Timothy, would you like to follow suit?
I would someone like up to... there on that ridge. Yeah, do I see them now?
You can look up in that direction. You can certainly see, have seen the what do you call it, the shape that got blown away by old Stu there. But at the moment you can't see anything, but you can certainly draw and be ready in case something happens again.
I will draw and be ready in case something happens again.
Okay. Very well.
So if they disappear back over the ridge, I'm going to pick up the pace because I don't want them to get to the horses before I do. Although I assume the horses are already dead, but still.
Okay. Let's see. There was sort of a wild toss of a rock from out of your line of sight real quickly, and it doesn't hit anything.
Kind not of even the ground?
Up above. Well, it does, does hit the ground, yes. But, yeah.
Had to ask.
Yep, those penalty dice. Yeah, it hits the ground, but nowhere near you. And you certainly hear some sounds from up above, but there's no further sounds.
And I can't see him anymore, so yeah.
Right.
Pick up the pace. Need to get back to the horses.
I'm with you.
Okay.
What have we got for a time of day?
So, with all this, I would say it was somewhere about afternoon sometime, but because Katya and Sam would have had to catch up with you when you started this whole thing. So you're nearing sundown at this point.
Okay. Do I think we'll make it back to the horses by sundown?
Yeah, you can definitely make it back. I mean, especially if you pick up the pace and
that's perfect. Say,
yep, and make it. Yep.
Good.
Yep. So you round the corner to past that large pile of bones and you kind of maybe break into a little bit of a trot. And as you come around, your horses are indeed missing. They're not lying dead, but they're not there.
God damn it. God damn Apache. Horse thieves. With apologies to my Apache friends, by the way.
Views of this PG do not represent.
I do have friends who are, you know, straight up full blood Apache, so I feel a little bit bad about it. But, you know, what are you gonna do? You got to play the character the keeper gives you. So it's out of my hands. It's out of my hands. Is there
I
anything
like that
left
little misdirection? That was good. It's all Steve's fault.
Yep. Yeah.
Everything.
Is there anything left? Are they, you know, saddlebags,
tracks,
blanket roll? Well, first I'm looking for stuff, and then I'm going to look for tracks.
I'm looking right. for tracks.
Right. Yep. No, there is nothing there on the ground.
And there's no blood or anything like that, so it's not like you were dragged
away.
Yeah,
it's easy to. Easy to tell that, yeah.
Horse tracks.
Let's get some tracking rolls.
Nope. I botch, in fact.
Well, they probably just flew up in the air like a balloon or something.
Or like a rock.
Yeah, like a rock, yeah. It doesn't. As you look to your left, there it is just sitting there, and there are the horses next to them. Okay, so yeah, nothing doing.
And it's sundown now, right?
It is. Would you like to go to the top of the trail? You can get out of the canyon, or you could, if you wanted to, you could, make your camp within the canyon.
Well, how far?
Or you could stay up all night and just walk, whatever you like.
Well, how far is it back to the ranch? Right? Because realistically, out here, no horses is going to be a waste of time. People don't just walk around out here. That would be ridiculous. So how far is it back to the ranch?
All right. So let's look at our handy dandy scale.
Oh, that's right. We have a map.
Yeah.
It's,
so
it's
you're near the canyon entrance there. No, it's not. 5, 10, 15. I mean, this is, yeah, you're looking at like a day's walk or more.
So I'm thinking I want to get a, camping is just going to be sit down, lean up against a rock and pull the hat down over the eyes kind of camping here. But I think I'd rather be up high out of the canyon.
Okay.
What do you think?
Absolutely. We don't want to be down in here. Let's keep moving up.
So if we can get up out of the canyon and up onto the, up onto the ridge of the mesa or something like that.
Sounds good.
And then just find a comfortable looking rock to lean up against.
Two of you keep your weapons drawn and carefully make your way up and around the bends, passing the sights you saw before. I guess you're at the first pile of bones, so you pass the skull on its way out and the bend you saw, and you kind of come up to the high spot.
In frustration and anger, I'm going to knock it over.
The skull on the post?
I'm just going to just swipe at it as I walk by, knocking the post over, send the skull flying.
It explodes. No, just kidding. It explodes in a shower of bones as you shatter it. So you get to the top, and just as the sun is about to sink, and you've got a beautiful sky before you, just before it goes dark, you can see a trail of smoke rising from the direction of Stillwater. And we'll...
looks like a bad night in town.
We'll maybe leave it off there, I think. You guys can find a nice rock to camp on, not too far from the... would you like to go up? Well, I mean, do you want to stay on the trail there in the little declivity, the lower part, or do you want to get up on one side of the mesa?
I want to get up.
Put you up there. Okay.
Yeah, I want elevation.
Which side would you like? East or west? There on the map.
Which one did the Apaches go up? Do we remember?
Yeah, they went up to the eastern side where the little grasses are.
Let's assume they're smart enough to know this is the way to go to get away from things. Let's go up the east side just a little bit, out of the dark, out of the walls on either side, and make camp.
Makes sense to me.
Sounds good. Meanwhile, the rest of you might be worried if you didn't have a nice light source there with you, but you make your way across the canyon and you'll come up as it is already dark. And we'll go ahead, if you like, let's just put you all together after, some time coming back and some time with it's dark, you come up with your torches. And look around. I imagine Stu and Timothy, are you planning to go it on your own completely, or would you have camped or found a rock close enough to your friends when they came up?
Relying entirely on Stu on this.
Well, if we have elevation over the canyon, I assume that we would see them coming. So,
right, that makes sense. Yep.
But I guess I'm saying, would you like to ignore them or would you like to envelop them?
Drop rocks on them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
No, we'll sneak up and make see who it is. I mean, it's lights going through there. But I assume at some point we'll make contact with them again. Yeah.
Sure. Sure. And so, the other group is coming quietly or not so quietly, cursing their way up up the canyon about the missing horses, and you're able to kind of collect them all and take them over to cover some rocks on the eastern edge of the mesa there as night, well, it's already nightfall, as night deepens around you. And we'll call that a session.
Sounds good.
All right.
Nice.
Interesting. Okay.